Now, have a listen to this. This is just ingenious.
Avon calling. Take time out for beauty. When Avon comes calling, use Avon Cosmetics and you'll be enthralling for a pleasure-filled break in your daily routine. It's time to take time out for beauty. Avon calling.
I love that. That's just a retro Avon advert. A very catchy little jingle there. Well, the Avon lady is Avon calling and all that sort of heritage. But a growing number of men are getting involved in the whole Avon thing. 5% of a company's army of sales reps are male, according to figures I was reading. Well, let's chat to one of the Avon men. Seamus Doherty is on the line. Good morning, Seamus.
Morning, John.
Good morning. Welcome to the programme. What did you think of that little catchy advert thing there? It's quite retro.
Yeah, very nice. Probably not 2017 style, but it probably done the job it needed to.
It probably did back in the 1950s, but
Indeed.
5% of sales reps for Avon are male, and I believe this is a figure that is growing. You've just started out, haven't you?
I have indeed, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So a couple of weeks ago, what led you into the whole Avon thing?
It was the need for a kind of secondary income. I worked for myself during the day normally, and it was just a case of saw an opportunity for an extra income. Mm-hmm. It's not too taxing. It's not particularly hard work. Plus, when you deliver it down, delivering braces, etc., it's a bit of kick fit at the same time. I'm trying to lose weight, so the idea of going door to door and just putting braces on the doorsteps. Suits me. It's a couple of hours, and at the end of the day, you get a chance to earn some extra pocket money.
Absolutely, and this fits in with the sort of the main job then. So what's alongside it?
It goes completely opposite. My main job is actually to deal with the motor trade, but this is just something completely different. I have no experience in, but people buy from people. So if they get talking to you on a doorstep, or if they like you, they're quite happy to refer to their friends. So it's that sort of again, people. There's the trust part, and then there's the people buy from people thing.
Okay, and how did you sort of what sort of made you want to become an Avon man specifically? I mean, did you maybe speak to somebody, have a conversation about it, or?
I knew about it in the past, and then I saw an advert on one of the local Facebook groups, and I kind of laughed at it initially, and I said something to a friend, and she said, "Well, she does Avon," and she said, "Well, you'd never be able to make as much money as me." Now, you're not going to get rich doing Avon, but when someone says that kind of thing to you, you sort of think, well, actually, no, I might be able to do this to my advantage. So I took up the challenge, and I'm up against someone who's been doing it for a few years, female, and it was just a case of, well, yeah, we'll see where it goes from then. You know, as I say, if it brings in a bit of extra pocket money, it pays a bill or two coming up to Christmas, then, I'm not going to knock it.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we like a challenge, us blokes, don't we? If someone says, you can't do it better than me, then that the challenge is laid, isn't it?
Yeah, it's red rag to a bull. She may well be right, who knows? But it's certainly, times have changed and customers aren't so much female. That there are male customers out there. And the book doesn't, in the old days, the book was just pretty much for the female market. Mm. But there's stuff in there for men, there's stuff in there for kids, and you don't mean there's something in there for everything and everyone, so...
Yeah, I was going to say the catalogue is, full of all sorts of things, you say, for the whole family. It's not just for women, so it's quite fitting that, it's the whole sales rep thing's opening up to men as well.
Definitely. I mean, it always has been, but obviously men, sometimes we feel... a little bit intimidated.
It's not a blokey thing to do, is it? Sort of the
no, not at all. I get friends who give me a bit of ribbon, but those same friends have ordered stuff. So who's laughing now?
Well, exactly. So how does it work then? You sign up to be an Avon rep. Do you get training from Avon to teach you?
Yeah, you normally have an area rep that kind of looks after a group of people, and it really is quite simple. You literally just hand over the brochures on the doorstep, you go back to collect them after 3 or 4 days, and you fulfill any orders that are on there. When you get the delivery sent to you, you then take them back to your customers, hand deliver them. You have that personal touch, and then you just go on with your next you get your next campaign booklets.
Okay.
And we leave them on the doorstep so that there's no obligation for people to have to bring them in. If they want to bring them in, they look fantastic. If they don't, they can just leave them on the doorstep. We come and pick them up, and there's not a problem. It really is quite simple. There's no mega mechanics to it. It's literally drop and pick up.
And I noticed you've got an online version of a catalogue as well.
Yeah, there's an online shop, which means that if I have friends that don't live, because we try to stick to a certain area, you get given a designated territory, but obviously friends don't always live in that designated territory, so if any friends wanted, or anyone that saw on the website or via Twitter, they could still purchase from me and get the items delivered direct to them, even if they're not in my territory. So I think that's quite a new thing for them. Obviously, they didn't have it in the 1950s, but the last sort of year or so, that's been something that has worked quite well for people, because, as I say, people don't live, you know, if your doorstep's only a mile away, your territory, and you've got friends who live 30 miles away, yes, they could still technically get it from you, but now it's even easier. They can literally go into your store and, you know, you pops up an application that's on a Jordan, you know, that's 2017 for you.
Absolutely, yeah, like you say, in the 1950s, you know, the internet hadn't really been invented, so we've come a long way.
They probably never thought that there would be something that would be coming up, but yeah, good use of technology.
Absolutely. So it's certainly, you know, you're going out and meeting your customers, and when you meet your potential customers the first time and you knock on the door and, you know, there you are, a man standing on their doorstep, what's the reaction been?
Surprised initially, but it has been well received. No one's turned around and said, oh, you're a man, I can't possibly buy my makeup from you. They've all kind of called me their Avon man.
Okay.
And you know, some of them you can play with. It's quite playful. It's quite flirty. And, you know, I mean, it's different. And people sometimes like something that's different. And if I can use that to my benefit,
Absolutely. Fantastic. Absolutely, and certainly I know you're sort of using the whole thing of you being the Avon man. That's actually quite a good selling point for you, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, you know, there are thousands of reps, all do a really good job, and it's a case of trying to tap into something that might appeal to others. And, you know, for some people it might not. No one's actually said it to me. No one would say, well, I couldn't possibly buy it from you. But if being different somehow makes me unique and makes me stand out, I can't complain.
Absolutely. So you're new to this, and I'm guessing that Christmas is going to be a busy time for you.
Hoping so, yeah. I mean, you know, in the catalogues, there are lots of stocking fillers. So whether you're looking for the man in your life, looking for the woman in your life, or looking for the children, there's lots of stocking fillers. And price-wise, it really is good. There are some more expensive items, but you get what you pay for, and the quality with Avon is pretty good from what I've seen.
And absolutely, and I guess as a rep, if people may be thinking of signing up to get involved with this, I suppose it's something you can do as little or as much as you want and can sort of fit in with your lifestyle, really.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you can go around delivering leaflets in the evening, you can deliver in the morning. The only time you need to sort of arrange with your customers at a specific time is when it comes to delivering, but if you're delivering something, it means, A, you're giving something to the customer, you're receiving the money in return, so it's a win-win for everyone. So that's not so bad when you're arranging that. But literally, in the evenings, drop your brochures, collect them in the evenings. So, yeah, you literally can fit it in and around, you know, your other things.
Excellent. Brings in a bit of money as well for Christmas, and I guess that's going to help with your family as well.
Indeed, as I say, I don't think you're going to become mega rich doing it. You're not going to get a mortgage off it. Obviously, nothing's saying you couldn't, but obviously you've got to build up to that kind of market. But, you know, I mean, nowadays it's all a case of paying, going out to segregate bills and paying this bill, that bill. And if this goes some way to help doing that or get Christmas presents for the kids, then, you know, it's got to be a bonus.
Absolutely. It just makes it a little bit easier, bringing a few extra pennies in to help pay the bills and meet the cost of Christmas and everything. Well, Seamus, thanks so much for coming on the programme and telling us about it. I want to wish you continued success as you go through the Avon thing and build up your customer base and everything.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Much appreciated.
That's all right. Thanks for chatting to us on the programme. That's Seamus Doherty there from Staines, the Avon man, and one of a growing number of male Avon representatives.